الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلوات الله وسلامه عليه. أما بعد، in continuation of our book Faithful Fitan by Sheikh Suleiman ibn Salim Allah al-Muhayyib. We are on al-Asl al-Rabi' wal-Ishrun. We read al-Asl al-Thalith wal-Ishrun, the 23rd basic rule, the 23rd foundation. Regarding how a Muslim should conduct himself during the time of Fitan. On the 23rd point, the Sheikh says, "Min fiqh al-fitan, suluk al-wadihat al-bayyinat, wajtinab al-mushtabihat." From the foundation that the Muslim must act upon during the times of fitna is sulukul wadihat, following the clear matter, al-bayinat, those matters that are obvious, the clearly obvious matter. Wajtinabul mushtabihat, and avoiding the ambiguous matters. Do something that is clear. When it is not clear to you, avoid it. It's one of the means of getting protection from Allah during the times of fitan. Following that is the point that al-aslu rabi'u wal-ishrun. Al-aslu rabi'u wal-ishrun. The 24th point we must note during the times of fitan. The Sheikh says, Hafizahullah, min fiqh al-fitan al-hirsu ala husni ri'aya. Min fiqh al-fitan al-hirsu ala husni ri'aya. The Sheikh says, from the foundations of the times of fitna, the Muslim must pay attention to it. Al-hisru, al-hirsu ala husni ri'aya. Making efforts to manage the affairs of the people properly. Husni ri'aya. Your management of the affairs of people. This perhaps will be addressing the leaders. The bulk of what we had read had addressed the followers. When we talk about husn al-ri'aya, he said, min fiqh al-fitan al-hirsu ala husn al-ri'aya. I was talking about riwaya, because I'm used to talking about riwaya. It is ri'aya, management and administration. From the things we must pay attention to is that the leader must govern the people correctly. He must rule the people well. He must manage the affairs of the people as is appropriate. He went on and explained, rahimahullah. He says, "Kullu man istar'ahu Allahu ra'iyatan, kullu man istar'ahu Allahu ra'iyatan, yajibu alayhi an yajtahida fi رعاية تلك الرعية. كل من استرعاه الله رعية." Anyone that Allah makes people to be under him, whoever Allah makes the people to be under them, يجب عليه أن يجتهد في رعاية تلك الرعية. It becomes compulsory upon him أن يجتهد, that he makes good efforts في رعاية تلك الرعية. He makes good efforts to manage the affairs of those people who follow him, those groups of followers. He must make good efforts. It is compulsory. Once Allah places you over those people, يجب عليك أن تجتهد في حسن تلك الرعية. It becomes compulsory upon you to properly manage the affairs of those people that Allah has placed under you. بجلب ما يصلحهم ودرء ما يفسدهم. How? بجلب ما يصلحهم. By following up and attaining, pursuing ma yuslihum, the things that bring benefit to these people, wadari ma yufsiduhum, and avoiding, putting away from them things that will bring harm to them and destroy them. Once Allah makes you the leader, yajib alayk an tajtahida fi ri'ayati tilka ar-ra'iyya, it becomes compulsory on you to struggle to properly manage the affairs of those people. بِجَلْبِ مَا يُصْلِحُهُمْ, by seeking and following, craving, walking towards مَا يُصْلِحُهُمْ, whatever will bring benefit to them. وَدَرْئِ مَا يُفْسِدُهُمْ, and putting them away from the things that will destroy them. وَيَتَأَكَّدُ هَذَا الْوُجُوبُ فِي زَمَنِ الْفِتَنِ. This obligation of following and seeking the things of benefit for your community, if you are the ruler, and avoiding things that will destroy them, if you are a ruler, yata'akkadu fi zamanil fitan. That obligation, that wujub, yata'akkadu fi zamanil fitan. That obligation becomes more emphasized. It becomes more imperative في زمن الفتن, during the times of tribulation. حيث يسعى أهل الفتن إلى تخفت في الشباب. Because during the times of fitan, يسعى أهل الفتن, those people who are agitating the fitna, yes, out, they will be making serious efforts. What will they do? إلى تخفت في الشباب. They will be making efforts to pluck youth, to attract youth, young people who are upon fitna. They will be looking for people to catch among the young ones. So the ruler must protect those young ones from those people who want to catch them and bring them into fitna. The Sheikh says, وَيَتَأَكَّدُ هَذَا الْوُجُوبُ فِي زَمَنِ الْفِتَنِ حيث يسعى أهل الفتن إلى تخبط في الشباب. That obligation to protect the community from whatever will bring harm to them, and the obligation to pursue on behalf of the community the things that will bring benefit to them, the obligation to do these two things become more emphasized في زمن الفتن, during the times of fitan. Why? حيث يسعى أهل الفتن إلى تخبط في الشباب. Because the people who are the pioneers of the fitna, يسعون, they will be making efforts إلى تخبط في الشباب, so that they can be grabbing young ones, to grab young ones. وإيقائهم في شباكها. They will be struggling to grab them, وَإِقَائِهِمْ, and bring them into their network. They want to grab small boys, undergraduates. What is happening in Nigeria? Is it good? Hey, the adults are cheating. Yes. Student union government is cheating. Has any student union government been probed and they come out without dirty hands? Anywhere. Any student union government. Meanwhile, these are the people who say, the vice chancellor is stealing money, he is stealing money. You that you are giving 500,000 naira for a whole year, you can't make an account. You are accusing someone who is giving 1 billion for a whole year. 500,000 naira. How many 500,000 naira will you pick for 1 billion? Some people can't even manage class contribution. If you contribute in a class to buy a handout, wallahi, they will steal your money. Young boys, these are the people who will say Buhari is bad. Somebody is bad. You class prefects, you are stealing the money of the class. Cost head, cost leader. They made him cost leader. He is the middleman between the class and the teacher. And the teacher says, contribute money, I will release a paper to you tomorrow. You contribute the money, 200 naira each. You are 100 in the class. How much is that? 200 and 100. How much is that? 20,000 naira. You will not see him in class in the next week. 20,000 naira. So Ahlul Fitan, yes, our the people of Fitan will be making effort. Lita Khattu fi Shabab. They want to grab all these undergraduates, all these little young boys with little experience of life. They want to grab them. The people of Fitna want to grab these young boys. When they grab them, they want to destroy their affairs. وَيْكَوْئِهِمْ فِي شِبَاكِهَا. They want to bring those small boys into their network. فَيَنْبَغِي لِكُلِّ رَائِنْ أَنْ يَتَنَبَّحَ لِرَعِيَّتِهِ. It is therefore imperative for every leader to pay attention to their followers. Those who will protect those little young undergraduates who don't know anything is government. Government will protect those young boys. Youth corps members, hey, you keep quiet, you don't know anything. Unfortunately now, it is an undergraduate, they want to become a president. Very laughable. They say they want a Nigerian youth to be a president. Youth be president. Which youth? Which youth? Which youth? The youth that his father cannot control? The youth that does not respect his father? Which youth? The youth that does not respect his mother? Is that the one that you bring to head the federal government? It cannot be you. So the government has a duty to protect these young boys who don't know life yet. They think that life is one, or they think that life is 100. It's just one. I remember once during one Aluta, some boys went to, you know, payloader. You know the payloader, the truck that packs debris and pour into, you know, that thing that packs. One boy was driving it, was driving the machine, and some boys went to sit on that place. So the thing was moving there like this. They were shouting, hey, does any reasonable person do that? These young boys don't know anything. Fayambagi likulli ra'i. It is therefore imperative for every leader, an yatanabbaha li ra'iyatihi, that he should pay attention to those under him. وَيَحْرِصُ عَلَيْهِ. Should make a lot of effort regarding them. وَقَدْ قَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Because the Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم had said, مَا مِنْ عَبْدٍ يَسْتَرْعِيهِ اللَّهُ رَعِيَّةً. There is no slave that Allah will place a group of people under him. فَلَمْ يُحِطْهَا بِنُصْحِهِ. And then he does not encompass these people, binushihi, with sincere advice and good dealing as is appropriate. Illa lam yajid ra'ihat al-jannah. Except that this leader will not smell the fragrance of al-jannah. Any leader, yastar'ihi Allahu ra'iyata, that Allah places people under him, and he does not care, lam yuhithum binushihi. He has not encompassed this group of people with sincere advice and relating with them sincerely. He is cheating them, he is deceiving them. He is treating them badly. He is stealing their money. And he will not do what he will promise to do to them. He will lie to them. This is what he is doing. Illa, the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this kind of a person, lam yajid ra'ihat al-jannah. He will not smell the fragrance of al-jannah. So it is talking about the importance of the leader to pay attention to the follower. In security, there is protective arrest. It is not every time they arrest somebody that they want to punish him. That's why when you see a mob beat somebody on the street, they say he stole something. When the police come, they will put him in the vehicle and take him away. I mean, it's to protect him. It's not an arrest. People think that police has arrested him. No. Police only saved him from your hands. So if you want police to charge him for cause, you go to police station and say he stole your property. But the people will think that once police takes him away, they are going to charge him. No, police doesn't know anything. It is you that know that that man was a thief. You will now go to police to report the man that man you carried was a thief. But you know what? They will arrest you too again. You know why they will arrest you? Why did you allow them to beat him before the law took its place? So the case will be how many? Two. So if you don't go to police station to report the case, police was not there when he stole. So if you don't go, after some time, police will release him. You now say police is protecting Amroba. No! Police did not know. They don't have evidence that he did anything. But they have a constitutional duty to protect someone who is being attacked by a mob. As far as the police is concerned, even if all of you are PhD holders, you are beating a man on the street, who are you? Mob. So police has a duty to protect him from the mob. And once police come, everybody will leave him and run away. So police takes this man away. When they take him away, they have not arrested him. They're taking him to what they call protective custody. So they take him away. First day, second day, third day. They didn't see anybody come to ask for him. He'll be eating the food of police and taking the space in their cell or behind the counter. So police will leave. You say, be police, yo. Police has it. I will not find. We are all the same. They are not the same. Police does not have evidence to prosecute him. If you now have evidence and you are part of the mob, come and report him. Tell police what he stole, how he stole it, and the evidence that he stole. But before that, your report, there's another case. Why are you beating the man in public? Before you say, young boys don't understand this one that I'm saying. So what they do is they go and burn down police station. May Allah protect all of us. So we have a duty. It's not as if the police itself is all pure. They have their own faults too as human beings. But these are the basic rules that require to be understood. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَا مِنْ عَبْدٍ يَسْتَرْعِيهِ اللَّهُ رَعِيَّةً. There is no servant that Allah will place a group of people under him, فَلَمْ يُحِطْهَا بِنُصْحِهِ, and then he does not follow them up with good deeds, with good protection, with good policy, with good advice, with sincere good projects that deserve the attention that the needs of the people have called for. If he does not do that, لَمْ يَجِدْ رَائِحَةَ الْجَنَّةِ, that ruler will not, he will not smell the fragrance of Al-Jannah on the day of Qiyamah. So if you are a ruler, you are a leader, please hear the hadith. It's not just the president. It's not just the governor. It's not just the local government chairman. Because the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma min abdin, any person. Once you are a head over two people, you come under this hadith. So if you lead two people and you are treating them badly as their leader, it is waiting for you. You fall under this hadith. Do you know it's also about husbands and wives? Because the husband is the ra'i and his family is what? The ra'iyah. And the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, ma min abdin yastar'ihi Allah. The reason I'm saying this and giving these details is because some people can say, governor, are they here? No. You too, you're a governor in your house. You are ra'i. And your family is what? Ra'iyya. And the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, every ra'i that Allah has placed under him, any kind of ra'iyya. Look at it. It came with nakira. يَسْتَرْعِيهِ اللَّهُ رَعِيَّةً. Allah places under him any kind of followership. And then he does not follow them up. So it involves the student union president. It involves course leader, course rep. What else? Group leader. Project head. Field work supervisor. You are a student. You are whatever. You head a group of people. Don't mention those ones. They are there, student union president. All of you, if you rule the people, you are a head over them. Allah makes you to head them. And you do not treat them well, lam yajid ra'ihat al-jannah. He will not smell the fragrance of Jannah. He will not come near his status. May Allah protect them. This hadith, don't say maybe that hadith is not sahih. Rawahu al-Bukhari. Al-Imam al-Bukhari, you know some people, once a hadith attacks what they do, they say, please check that hadith. Whether it's not sahih. I don't think that hadith is sahih. He will become muhadith. Lost my gaga. وَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ. The Prophet Muhammad صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمْ also said, ما من وال يلي رعية من المسلمين. ما من وال. The wali is usually the governor. But here it comes in a form that every kind of a head, yali, who is in charge, every kind of a head, yali رعية من المسلمين, who is the head of any group of Muslims, فيموت وهو غاش لهم. He dies while cheating them. He dies upon cheat. He's a head. He dies and he's cheating his follower. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, illa harram Allahu alayhi al-jannah. Except if he dies like that, Allah will make the Jannah prohibited for him. May Allah forgive all of us. This hadith again, Rawahu al-Bukhari. Al-Imam al-Bukhari has reported the hadith. وقال صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. The Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم also said, ما من عبد يسترعيه الله رعيته. There is no slave, no servant, anybody, first head, you are a teacher in a school, you are in the science department, you had four teachers. The physics chemistry teacher are under you, and you are a biology teacher. You are their head, and you are cheating them. You send them messages you should not send them because they are the head. You distribute more classes for them on the timetable and free yourself. You are not relating with them as is appropriate. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he is doing that, يَمُوتُ يَوْمَ يَمُوتُ وَهُوَ غَاشٌ لِرَعِيَّتِ. He will die on the day that he died. And he is still in the condition of that غَاشٌ هُوَ غَاشٌ لِرَعِيَّتِ. He is still deceiving his followers. إِلَّا حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَنَّةِ. When he is like that, Allah makes al-jannah prohibited for him. May Allah protect us. These kinds of reports are understood that the prohibition will be for as long as Allah wills. It means that he will not enter Al-Jannah from the very beginning. If Allah does not forgive him, he will first of all go and burn in the fire first. May Allah protect us. And then perhaps because of Iman, Allah will save him. So the prohibition from the Jahannam is muwaqqat because of the rest of the nusus in these matters that are called nususul wa'id, the narrations, texts that have to do with caution. So when they say haram Allahu alayhi al-jannah, Allah will make al-jannah prohibited for him. It means for as long as Allah wills, it means he will not enter Al-Jannah from the beginning if Allah does not forgive him. But Allah can forgive him and put him in Al-Jannah from the very beginning. Allah can make him stay in Al-Jannah just for a little while, in Jahannam. Allah can put him in Al-Jannah from the beginning. Allah can make him be in Jahannam only for a little while. Allah can also make him stay for a long time in Jahannam. He doesn't know. But inshallah, because of Iman, if what he has done does not involve acts of kufur and shirk that makes him become a non-Muslim, then he hopes inshallah that someday he will come out of the fire. But if cheating his people involved that, he got involved in shirk and kufur and nifakul akbar, and then his iman becomes so destroyed, then he will be in Jahannam forever. May Allah protect us. I hope that this point is clear. Al-Aslu Rabi'u wal-Ishrun. The 24th point we must pay attention to in the times of fitan. It says, min fiqh al-fitan, al-hirsu ala husni al-ri'aya. From the things we must understand in the times of fitna is, we must pay effort to guide the people very well. If you are a leader, kullu man iftar'ahu Allahu ra'iyatan, anybody that Allah places people under him, يجب عليه أن يجتهد في رعاية تلك الرعية. It becomes compulsory on that individual to make good efforts to guide and manage the affairs of those people correctly. بجلب ما يصلحهم, by bringing them things that will bring benefit to them, ودرء ما يفسدهم, and keeping away from them things that will destroy them and bring harm to them. ويتأكد هذا الوجوب. This compulsoriness, this obligation becomes emphasized. في زمن الفتن, during the times of fitan, حيث يسعى أهل الفتن إلى تخطف الشباب, the kind of time when people run after young people because they want to bring them into fitan, وإيقائهم في شباكها, and they want to get them involved in their network. وينبغي لكل راع أن يتنبه لرعيته. It therefore becomes absolutely imminent that every ruler must pay attention to his subject. وَيَحْرِصُ عَلَيْهِ, he should make effort over them. وَقَدْ قَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Then he cited those ahadith that show that every ruler must pay attention to the followers. So when people begin to say, yeah, yes, sir, yes, sir, and begin to destroy the people's property, government has a right to protect those people. The people whose property is destroyed. Those people who are invited, come and demonstrate, come and do this. Government has the right to shut down the means to that by way of protecting the people. So don't say, why did they shut down Twitter? They shut down Twitter to protect you. Because you may be attacked or you may be invited to attack people. You may be a victim of an attack. You may be a victim of an invitation. The government has the right to shut down Twitter. They have the right to shut down WhatsApp. They have the right to shut down Facebook. Why? By way of protecting their followers from the harms that can come as a result of not shutting down those mediums or those media, if you like. I hope that the point is clear. From the fiqh of the fitan is that the leaders must protect their people. If they fail to protect them and it's as a result of nonchalance, they may be punished on the day of Qiyamah for that. I hope that this point is clear. This essentially addresses matters regarding the rulers in the community. Al-Aslu al-Khamisu wal-Ishrun. The 25th point we must note during the times of fitan. The Sheikh says, Hafizahullah, min fiqh al-fitan al-lujuwu ila Allah. From the things we must understand and follow during the times of fitan is what? Al-lujuwu ila Allah. Returning to Allah. There is fitna. Return to Allah. Turn towards Allah. Wa ta'awwudhu min al-fitan. And asking for Allah's protection away from the fitan. Wa du'a qabla wuqu' al-fitan. I'm making good supplication to Allah before the fitan descends. So when they say they will protest tomorrow, you'll be begging Allah from today. Oh Allah, this their protest. Protect me, oh. Don't make me a victim of it, oh. How many people could have died in any kind of a trouble when they don't know anything? How many people have been killed from stray bullets? So you have to be begging Allah, Allah, this is the fitna they want to start. Don't make me a victim of it. Allah, protect me. Allah, guide me. And then you'll be asking Allah's protection and seeking His preservation for yourself, for your family, for your household, away from this fitan. The Sheikh says, min fikhi al-fitan, al-lujuu ila Allah, wa ta'awwudhu min al-fitan. From the things we must understand about fitan is that al-lujuu ila Allah, returning to Allah, wa ta'awwudhu min al-fitan, and seeking Allah's protection away from the fitan. Wa du'a'u qabla wuqu'i al-fitan, and we'll be begging Allah before the fitan descends, wa ba'da wuqu'iha, and after it finally descends. Hey, they went to so place, they destroyed one store, yeah, begging Allah. Nas'alullah as-salamatu ala. Nas'alullah as-salamatu. Oh, Allah will ask you for salam, safety, wal-afiyah, and well-being. Oh, Allah will ask you for salam and well-being. Allah will ask you for salam and well-being. We ask you. Even those young boys protested, how many people did they cause harm to? How many shops did they break into? The protesters themselves. Whether you want to say that they were hoodlums or not, the fact remains that they came under your banner, you the protester. Those hoodlums, you say, they were the ones who went into supermarkets. They were the ones who went to banks and broke them open and started stealing people's money. They came under your door. You opened the door for them. So don't say they are not part of you. You can't prove the fact that they are not part of you. You can't. You can't disconnect from it. You opened the door. You brought the platform. You invited the people to it. And everybody who came, were you saying that hoodlums should not come? Were you saying that thieves should not come? What you are saying is that people, everybody, protesters, come. And people came. From among those who answered your evil call of protest, is that they are thieves. So why do you want to disconnect yourself from it? May Allah protect us. So for us, we'll be making dua, be seeking protection from Allah against fitan before it comes. The Sheikh says, وَهَذَا الْأَصْلُ أَعْظَمُ الْأُسُولِ. This foundation that I'm mentioning now is one of the biggest of all the foundations. Dua, depending on Allah, relying on Him, begging Him, asking Him to protect you. The Sheikh says, وَهُوَ قَبْلَهَا وَبَعْدَهَا. This dua must be said before the fitan comes. It must be said even when the fitan has already descended. فَعَنْ زَيْدٍ إِبْنِ ثَابِتٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ أَنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمَ قَالَ. Zayd ibn Thabit رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ. We know Zayd ibn Thabit, the eminent companion of the Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام الأنصاري. He used to write down revelation for the Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام. He was very learned. He used to read and write. He was the one who learned a language in how many days? In less than 20 days, he learned a new language. And he was able to read and write in that language. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam needed someone who could read and write in that particular language. So he went and learned it. Radiallahu anhu. He said that the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, تعوذوا بالله من الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن. تعوذوا بالله. Ask for Allah's protection. من الفتن. Away from fitan. Trials, tribulations. ما ظهر منها وما بطن. Whether that trial and fitan are ظهر ما ظهر منها. Those of them that are clearly apparent. This is fitna. وما بطن. Or fitan that are not clearly like that. You know one of them that's not clearly like that? Those fitan that are connected to troubles among scholars. Some young boys will come together. And they start saying, Sheikh so-so-so-so and Sheikh so-so-so are quarrel. Let us go and settle the matter with them. Is that not fitna he wants to put his head into? Like saying two lions are fighting. One sheep wants to settle them. Ewure. Ewe. Or how do you pronounce E-W-E? He wants to separate the fight of a lion and a leopard. I'm sure if the lion and the leopard continue their fight, they can stop first. Okay, boy. Let's chop this one first. After the meal, we can continue our fight. To avoid, leave the fitna. Make dua for them. Dua. To Allah. Sheikh Soso and Sheikh Soso are in trouble. Reconcile them out of your mercy. Forgive them their mistakes. And so on and so on. But you go and start making Facebook posts. Some scholars are supposed to do like this. Who are you? Some teachers are supposed to do like this. They are not supposed to do like this. Then the other students from the other part say, Omo Baba, he does not have home training. You start saying, you are telling me that I don't have home training. It is Afa in your home training. The other one say, Afa in your home training. Then you have started the fitna. At the beginning, that fitna is Bimma, like we say, it's obscure. You think you want to settle between two people, but you are actually causing a trouble. Why? You have not been able to realize that that fitna is beyond you. It is these days that you see everybody wants to solve a problem. Nobody is acknowledging that this one is beyond me. But I have Allah, I can beg Allah to solve that problem. Someone sees a trouble, say this trouble, I don't want to be mentioned. Do you know that it is even a problem that when they are mentioning that trouble, they call your name? One who stands in one place there, he misbehaves with his student, his female student. You want that when they are reporting the story, they say, and then so person. Now, that is the story that when they are talking about, they will mention your own name. Are you not trying? Do you understand? Look at this case. Some people stole something. When they stole, you were there. You tried to stop them, you could not. They ran away. When they want to report that story, how will it be reported? Some thieves came to steal, and Ustaz Lagwaja was there. So there is no way that narrative about the stealing will be reported except that your name should be mentioned. So what should we be praying Allah for? Oh Allah, don't make people steal something in front of me. Why? So that when they narrate evil narrations, your name will not be there. The narration of evil. Some people did something bad. It doesn't mean that you did it. You hated it. Perhaps you even confronted them. But the point remains that as long as that evil will be mentioned, you will be connected to it. Young people don't behave like this again. They want to be a party to everything. They want to say everything. They want to judge. They have a comment. They have a thinking. Say, that's my own thinking. What is your health? Where is the health that you used to do the thinking? Because if you think properly, you will not get involved. What you'll be concerned with is that I don't want to be mentioned with this evil of a fitna. Okay, how about when you now see that and say, this is your comment will solve the problem. And it is rather adding to the problem. This one is much on social media, Facebook. When there's usually a problem amongst the ulama, I see young boys, they start talking. Then one group abuse this group, the other group abuse the teacher. That group also abuse this teacher, abuse them. What is the result? Fitna. Don't get involved. You that we are saying, you should be begging Allah not to make you become involved. Should you be the one to directly, deliberately become involved? Avoid fitna. Avoid fitna. Abbas, the uncle of the Prophet Muhammad, alayhi salatu wasalam, and his friend. He is his uncle and friend. He likes the Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He came to him one day. He says, Yabna Akhi Ya Rasulallah. He caused two things. He used two things to adjure the Prophet. The first one was what? The fact that the Prophet is his nephew. So Yabna Akhi, oh, the son of my brother. Ya Rasulallah, Messenger of Allah. Kulli kalimatan. Say to me one word. I will not ask that advice from any other person apart from you. You know what the Prophet said to him, alayhi salam? Salillah al-afiyah. Ask Allah for well-being. When they shout fitna, you are not there. When the fitna comes, you are not there. When the fitna goes, you are available. When whatever has to do with fitna, you are not available. Abba, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave him, radiyallahu anhu, that golden advice. Salillah al-afiyah. Ask Allah for well-being. One major problem we have in our own generation, ikhwa, is that our dua is small. Kekiri la dua wa ma. We don't really make dua. We don't do dua. Dua, dua. Dua. Sit down. Make nawafil. After your nawafil, you turn to Allah to start making dua. Allah forgive me. Allah forgive me. Allah bless me. Allah guide me. Allah guide my wife. Allah guide my children. Guide my children. Allah guide my children. Allah guide my children. Allah guide my wife. Protect me. Make me your friend. Love me. Make me love you. Put the love of your messenger into my heart. I beg you. I beg you. Don't kill me upon kufur. Don't kill me upon shirk. Keep my feet firm upon iman. Do we have time for all this? Unless you need money. You need work. You want to pass exam. Those are our problems. I need job. I want to eat food. Who Allah this job? You start doing sadaqah. Who Allah this money that I'm doing sadaqah? This job, make me get it. I was in Tawaf one day. The blacks were very few. It was off season Umrah that year. And I saw one black in Galabia. He wanted to write ICANN. So he was making tawaf. You know what he was saying in his tawaf? Oh Allah, Allah, ICANN. But they can't simulate a bear to me, Allah. But they can't simulate a bear to me, Allah. But they can't simulate a bear. He was going around the Kaaba. You know I'm Yoruba, but I look like a Hausa man. So you wouldn't imagine that I was hearing what he was saying. He didn't even care. Even if I heard, he didn't care. Oh Allah. This ICANN that I want to write. Don't make them ask me questions that I don't know. He was saying it to Yoruba. Wallahi, almost 3-4 times that we were together near him, I was hearing him, oh Allah, this ICANN. Don't make them ask me questions that I don't know. If they want to ask me, make them to forget it. He was saying so many things. I was on off, I don't know what to say. And this, subhanallah, this problem that this man brought here, that he came all the way from Nigeria. What is that problem? How about the day of Qiyamah? How about the grave? How will our grave be? When will we be alone? In a place we can't sleep now. Nobody finds it easy to sleep in a burial ground now. Except the likes of Al-Imam Sa'id ibn Abi Sa'id al-Maqbul. He is called Al-Maqburi because he had a house near the graveyard he was living. He used to open the graves for people. That's one of the students of Abu Huraira. Ibn Abi Sa'id Al-Maqburi. Sa'id ibn Abi Sa'id Al-Maqburi. He was named Al-Maqburi by Umar radiallahu anhu. He used to open the graves for people when they die. You know people who take care of grave sites. That's why he was called Al-Maqburi. But even at that, will he be sleeping in between graves? Will he be sleeping in between graves? Will he be under the ground? Will the earth be on top of him? His wife, his children, everybody have gone away. When the rain falls, it is on him. When the sun shines, it is on him. When the weather is hot, it is on him. When the weather is cold, it is on him. When it is windy, it is on him. When the wind is tough, it is on him. Nobody to say sorry. Nobody to say how do you feel. You are alone. Does it not deserve to ask? But we don't make dua again. And when we make dua, it's all dunya. Oh Allah, a woman who is selling matches to all her dua, Allah make me sell matches. Plate. Kitchen plate. Oh Allah, this is my plate. Make me sell. Oh. Make me be able to pay my debt. Oh. This bag and shoe that I'm selling, make me sell. Oh. That's your problem. Bag and shoe. A woman died 2 weeks ago. May Allah forgive her. May Allah forgive that woman. She is our friend's wife. The last time I saw her was in December. I passed by her. I now remember, that's Umu would have been. So I came back with the brothers that we were together. I went back and said, Salaam alaikum. Yeah, I'm not here, Alexa. That's all. Today I've never seen her again. She has died. She has gone. May Allah forgive that woman. That is how we are going to go one by one. Make dua for that time too. Allah, make me your servant that you will be pleased with when I come into the grave. Me, it's one of the worst things that I fear. Grave. This is the graveyard. If you think well when you visit the graveyard, you know what I'm saying. Grave? Only Allah knows what happens in the grave. That's why you should make your deen for Allah alone. Because all those people you are copying, they will not be in your grave. Those people you want to impress, they will not be there. Don't waste your religion. And when you get to that place, you are shown the sea. That's that. It was Riya and Shuhra. You are not doing anything. You are just deceiving yourself. You will now not know in this dunya until that time. And you cannot come back. It's big loss. Make dua for your grave. Make sadaqa Allah. Don't punish me in the grave. Make sadaqa. Don't let all your julu hammi, all your concern. وَلَا تَجْيَ لِلْدُّنِيَا أَكْبَرَ هَمِّنَا وَلَا مَبْلَغَ إِلْمِنَا. Don't make this dunya all. It doesn't know any other than this dunya. Many of us, this is the problem now. All our problem is dunya. I want to buy the cup. I want to buy jilbab. I want to buy shoe. This is your problem. They say in Toban Dunilong Palora Niko. Let us make dua. From that making dua is go and start reading books about the manas and the sunan that are connected to making dua. The Sheikh says, Wahaz al Asnu, the asr that you must make dua, you must seek Allah's protection from fitan. A'zamul usul, it is the most important of all the foundations that we had discussed. Wahuwa qablaha wa ba'daha, you must pay attention to dua before fitna. You must also pay attention to dua during the times of fitan. فعن زيد بن ثابت رضي الله عنه زيد بن ثابت رضي الله عنه said أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم قال that the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم said تعوذوا بالله من الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن. Ask Allah's protection against fitan. ما ظهر منها, whether that fitna is open, clearly seen by everybody. Wama button. Oh, that fitna is fitna that only few people will know that it is fitna at the beginning. Because at the end of the day, it will be clear that it is fitna. Qalu, they say, The companions, in quick response to that statement from the Prophet Muhammad, alayhi salatu wasalam, they said, "Na'udhu billahi min al-fitani ma zahara minha wa ma batn." "A'udhu billahi min al-fitan ma zahara minha wa ma batn." The companions quickly began to say, "A'udhu billahi min al-fitan." "Oh Allah, I ask for your protection, a way against fitan, whether that fitna is clear or the fitna is not clear." This hadith is sahih. It occurs in sahih of Al-Imam Muslim. وَقَالَ أَبُو سَلَمَةَ إِبْنُ عَبْدِ الرَّحْمَنِ بْنِ عَوْفٍ. Abu Salama ibn Abdir Rahman ibn Auf, the son of Abdur Rahman ibn Auf, said, "Sa'altu Aisha radiyallahu anha umma al-mu'minin." I asked Aisha, the mother of the believer, I said to her, "Bi ayyi shay'in kana nabiyullah yaftatihu salatahu idha qama min al-layl?" What is it that the messenger would read to start his salah, idha qama min al-layl, when he stands up in the midnight to pray? Qalat, she said, "Kana idha qama min al-layl." The messenger, alayhi salatu wasalam, whenever he stood up in the night to say his night prayers, iftataha salatahu, the messenger, alayhi salatu wasalam, would start his own salah when he wakes up in the midnight. You, that time you are sleeping, because that is the only time you have to rest from WhatsApp and Facebook. Many young people don't make Qiyamul Layl again. If you browse up to 11 p.m., you are not likely to wake up for Qiyamul Layl. If you are browsing till 11 p.m., you are not likely to make it. From 10 p.m., you are not likely to make it. Why? Your brain will not wind down from your browsing until later than 11:30, 12. And that's when you just start sleeping. So how can you wake up for Qiyamul Layl? The messenger, alayhi salatu wasalam, would wake up at the first third of the night, after the first third of the night. And he would make the dua, make Qiyamul Layl, until the later part of the night, the last third of the night. He would sleep gently. Do we do that? Do we observe Qiyamul Layl and then sleep gently before we wake up again for Fajr? And you know what? That time of the sleep, gentle sleep, after Qiyamul Layl, before the time of Salatul Fajr, is the best time. That time, Allah shows you a lot of things in your dream. What dreams? Ulama, from the things they explain, they can ask you when you dream a dream. They will ask you, what time was that dream? The dream of that time cannot be a lie. The dream of after Qiyamul Layl, before Fajr, when you sleep, that time is a short time, not usually less than 40, 45 minutes, maximum of 1 hour. What you see in that dream cannot be from ahdath, abghaw to ahlam. It cannot be from useless, uninterpretable, unconnected dreams. No, it will not come at that time. What you see at that time is real. What you see at that time, I have read ulama say this, I have experienced it. The dream you see at that time is a good dream. But here you are. You slept from 11:30 to 6:15. When they say as-salatu khayru minan nawmi, you are still sleeping. Your wife will not say abu. Sheni lokiruni. You should be ashamed of yourself if your wife is telling you, hey, sheni lokiru. What does sheni lokiru mean? Why will you not go and pray? Meaning that your sleep is too, and outside you are fadila to sheikh of Jarhu wa Ta'jil. You know all the sheikhs that are on sunnah. You know all the shuyukh that are on bid'ah. You know all the salafi sheikhs of Nigeria. You know them. On salafi sheikhs of Nigeria, you know them. And you are sleeping from night after Isha up to 5 minutes to 6. Allah sunara. Don't be like this. The Prophet Muhammad, alayhi salatu wasalam, the head of all the people of Sunnah and Iman, He had a time he will wake up in the midnight. So why will he wakes up and he wants to make his qiyamul layl, his aqama min al-layl, when he wakes up in the night for prayers, iftataha salatahu, he will start his salah by saying, Allahumma rabba Jibra'il, oh Allah, rabba Jibra'il, you are the one that is the Lord of Jibreel alayhi salam, wa Mikail, you are the Lord of Mikail, wa Israfil, you are the Lord of Israfil, Fatir as-samawati wal-ard, you are the originator of the heavens, all the heavens, you started them, you created them, wal-ard, likewise the entirety of the earth, Alim al-ghaybi wa shahada, you are the one who knows everything that is hidden, wa shahada, and everything that is open. Anta tahkumu bayna ibadika fi ma kanu fihi yakhtalifu. You are the one who judge amongst your slaves, your servants, regarding every affair about which they differ. Ihdini limakhtulifa fihi min al-haqq bi-ibnik. Guide me upon what they, when they are arguing, guide me. Now we have spanked, pa-pa-pa, start to any son, bi-ibnik, out of your power and permission. Wa anta ta'di man tasha'u ila siratin mustaqim. Because you are the one who guides whomever you will to the right path. This is the dua of the Prophet Muhammad, alayhi salatu wasalam, asking Allah to guide him when people are in a difference, when there is commotion, when there is tribulation. Things do not become clear again. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is begging Allah's guidance. How about you? How about myself? But we don't make dua again. May Allah protect us. Rawah Muslim. This hadith was collected by Al-Imam Muslim rahimahullah. وعن حذيفة رضي الله عنه حذيفة بن اليمان also reported that and said لا يأتينا للناس زمان, certainly a time shall come on the people, لا ينجو فيه إلا من دعا بدعائن كدعاء الغريب. Nobody will save, nobody will be saved except the one who prays كدعاء الغريب, like the one who is drowning. If a person is drowning, how will his dua be? Last kadua. You know last kadua? You have seen the trouble. You have seen the fitna coming like this. The way you will call Allah at that time, Allah! If you don't pray like that, the fitna will approach you and consume you. Hudhayfa said a time is coming like that, that the fitna will be such that the individual will have to make dua, ka dua il gharif, like the dua of the person who is drowning. If a person is drowning, you can also say dua, like the call, the way you will call, help! How will he call for help? If he calls the first time, help. He calls the second time, help. How will the third one be? The entirety of the energy. Because he thinks that after that one, he can't call another one. How will that last one be? That is du'a'ul gharik, the prayer of the person who is drowning. He knows after that talk, he can't say anything again. So that du'a is genuine. He said, a time will come when fitna will cover the people up, that all the time they need this kind of dua. May Allah protect us. That asar of Hudhayfa from al-Yaman occurs in Musannaf of Al-Imam Ibn Abi Shayba rahimahullah. I like to leave the last point for the last class, inshallah. I hope that we'll sit down in the next class next weekend, and we'll finish this book, inshallah. So that will be point number 26, together with the ending admonition from that sheikh. Bismillah, we'll end that class, and with this book, Bismillah, in the next class, inshallah, on Sunday. I hope that these two points are clear. The 24th point is what? Husnul Ri'aya. Rulers should guide their followers properly. The 25th point is what? Dua. Ask Allah for protection. Make dua. Brothers, make dua. I think people should even do a program about dua. Ad-du'a wa adabuhu. We don't talk about things like this. We want to talk about one sheikh who was a muftadi. He wants to start talking next series, 5, 10, 6, 9, 10, 15 series. One sheikh is a person of bid'ah. You yourself, who are you? You don't know. The Imam Al-Zahabi said, إنسان لا يعرف نفسه كيف يعرف غيره. An individual who does not know himself, how can he know another person? You are the closest person to yourself. So if you cannot know yourself, then you can't know the next person. You must know yourself. And from the ways of knowing yourself is knowing your limits. Knowing what you should say and what you should not say. Knowing what you should get busy with and things that you should not get busy with. But many of the people don't know what they should not get busy with. So they can't even know what they should get busy with. Allah Al-Mustaan. Bismillah, will go on in the next class to end the 26 points that Sheikh Sulaiman Ruhaili has mentioned in his book, Fiqh al-Fitan. We beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to preserve that Sheikh. We beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us, to keep us all firm and steadfast upon Iman and Sunnah. We can take a few questions before we call it a day today, inshallah. Many of our brothers are still eating rice and chicken and eko atila at Ede. Because there must be eko atila. Check what atila wa. Mo se ko akila o wa ade walima today was there e ko akila. I wish. Where are those people that should know? Abu Abrahman, you should know, was there e ko akila? No e ko akila. That's the food of the people of Ede. Nje Ede le ko akila. Fine, may Allah accept it all. Assalamu alaikum. Jazakumullahu khairan. Can we say the dua that was reported by Aisha radiallahu anha is dua al-istiftah? Yes, it is dua al-istiftah. The point of reference from that dua is that the Prophet used to pray, beg Allah to protect him from khilaf. Is it clear now? This dua, this siga, this love is dua al-istiftah for salah. But we can pick from it that the Prophet was begging Allah that when there is trouble, protect me. That is what we want to use it for. Do we understand that we too should be making dua that Allah should protect us in the times of fitna? Is it clear? The point of reference is that it is not saying that you should be saying this dua too all the time. Say it is dua al-istiftah. But that dua is evidence that before fitna comes, beg Allah. I hope that it is clear. Now, just like asking for protection from Allah against Dajjal, it is evidence that we should be making dua away from the fitna of Dajjal. I hope that it is clear. Allahu Akbar. Alaykum salam. Alaykum salam. How do you draw the attention of the leader? If you have access to one of them, you can go and tell him. If you know Buhari now, you can go to Asorok and say, oh, President Buhari, I like to talk to you. You say, oh, Sheikh, what's your name? You don't want to tell me your name. You are shy. Why shall you shy? Now, what's your name? Abdul Kabir. He is Abdul Kabir. He knows President Bukhari if he knows him. He wants to advise him. If you have access, go and meet him in his house. in Asurah, you can go and meet him there. It's not possible. Do you know anybody who knows him? Think. You are a big man now. You don't know anybody who knows him. Do you know anybody who knows someone who knows him? Maybe we can have Kulafiyat. Bukhari. Now, you know someone who knows someone who knows him? Think. No. You don't know someone who knows someone who knows President. Be making dua for him. That's what is remaining. If you know someone who knows someone who knows, you can talk to that one to talk to that one. That one will now say, oh, one of my friends has an advice for the president. That one will now tell his friend, I have the friend of one of my friends who has an advice for the president. That one will now tell president, I have a friend whose friend has a friend that has a friend who has an advice for you. If he considers them as serious people, he can invite all of them. Okay, let them come. You just get a phone call from the office. Excuse me, are you Ustaz Abdul Kabir? He said, nah, I'm calling you from Asurah. You quickly cut the phone. You know why you cut it? You think that it's 419. Yeah, Asurah. I'm going to do today. They will know that that is your problem. They will now call you with another number again. Excuse me, Mr. Kabir, we are calling you from the office of the president. You know, don't call it. They'll say, don't cut it off. You now say, what is the problem? You say, you have a friend who has a friend who has a friend who is close to the president. The president wants to see you in Abuja tomorrow morning. Your flight has been arranged in Lagos. Kindly meet us at the Abuja airport by 4 p.m. So day. What will you do first? Just tell me the first thing you will do. Now, I tell you, you will not sleep that night. That's why all these sorrows, okay? Only if you don't deal with sorrows, okay? Oh, my dear, ABM, they go back. That Jibril of Sudan. If you see him, you go bow down. Even the one who was a former minister, when he saw him, what did he do? He shook him with two hands and bared his head. The one who was former minister who used to abuse the president. He's now in the party of the president. The day he's shaking the president, did you see? Agbaja Koma Lorun by Iberuni. Heba. The woman said, it is called Heba. The fear of esteem, respect for the personality of the president. You think it's easy to talk to Buhari? If you stand in his front, you will forget your name. When they say, what's your name? You have to Kabir, you say you have to Sajid. I tell you, you say you have to Sajid, the security men will be laughing. Because they know that problem. Toroso Kembo, on top of Twitter, or where? Common state governors, yeah, some people cannot talk to them. You'll be missing is and as. You'll be thinking, which verb should I use? Is it is or as? Sergeant Soka. You start apologizing at your intelligence or you back. Forget about children who don't know anything, who are shouting they want to talk to president. It's because they are children. Ordinary vice chancellor, some students can't speak in his front. Sorry that I said ordinary. Vice chancellor, when your course advisor calls you in class, say, come, what do you have with VC? Say, VC? Yes. VC of this school? Say, yes. What's your problem with VC? Say, I don't know. Say, you have to see the VC tomorrow morning, and I'm going to go with you. You will not sleep that night as an undergraduate. Unfortunately, if they want to put you in trouble, they say the chief security officer should invite you to his office. So your course advisor tells you that security officer has a letter for you. You read it, your name. Kindly report at the office of the chief security officer of the university by 9 p.m. Make sure you come on time. Ah. CSO, Chief Security Officer, is not a policeman. No? And when you get to the office, they see that I'm coming. You won't see him first. You will first see his voice. Will you see CSO directly? CSO, Chief Security Officer of University. You will not see him first. You will see some men first. They say, write your name and your department and your registration number. As you are registering, you see your registration number, your mind will be doing giddy. Because you don't know what you have done. And they say, wait there. They'll be looking at you with the CCTV. They'll leave you there. They'll be looking at you first. You want to only see CSO. And you are the one they are telling you to sort of say, you are shouting on Twitter. If you want to see state governor, how will you feel? It's not easy to advise president. Let young people stop all those things they say. We have an advice for president. No, be you. It's more than you. It's like a kindergarten come to tell his father, daddy, and I have a marital advice for you. Say what? Kindergarten. So young people should leave all this talk about they want to advise president. They are far away. You are far away, behind. Far away. Because the president knows so many things you don't know. Do you know there are information, if government tells us, we will not be able to sleep at home. If government tells you the identity of the person living next to your house, and the report that he has with the DSS, if you hear that he is a gun runner, will you be able to sleep? Government has a lot of information they can't tell us. And not to tell us is to keep us safe. When they tell you, you become unsafe. So if you know you want to give advice to the president, give it like this. Or you are the imam of a masjid. Bukhari come and make Salatul Jumu'ah in your masjid. Wallahi, if you climb the minbar, you say, Alhamdulillah, Nepal will just take life. You not remember that it is Nahmudu who was telling you that it meant. You think it's easy to talk in front of those people? May Allah protect all of us. Young people, let us forget it that you want to advise president. Keep your advice to yourself. Let us use our advice to better our own lifestyle. You see rulership, governor, president, advising them is not in our mouth. It is in the mouth of the elders who are like those people in age and experience. Because age and experience matters. How many things will our children say and will not be able to answer them? We'll just be laughing. A small girl carried a car yesterday, police car. You know those police cars? I didn't even hear what she was telling me. There is a boot. The car has a boot. It's a truck, but it's a police truck, the toy. So she said, Abu, Mofe, your boot. That's what she was saying. I said, boot? Yesterday I was very busy. So the mother too was listening. So she showed me. She was just disturbing me. Abu, this. What does this girl want? I didn't even hear the language. The boot has two yellow packs, like match boxes. You know match boxes? Just those sizes, two. At the back, they are painted yellow. So she was saying that she wants those boots. She wants to open her boots. Because sometimes me too, I used to open my boots. She wants to open her boots. She's telling me, open my boots. Abu Eba Mishi boots. That's what she was saying. I think boots. What do you say? So her mother and me just picked the girl and hope she removed it. The girl said, she said, Eshe. It was when she was saying Eshe that I knew that was what she wanted. How many things will children tell us? We just look at them. Children will climb you like this from your leg. They are climbing up. I saw people. Where are you climbing me to? You know those climbing of children? They will climb you from your leg. They will start from your leg to your knee, to your stomach, to your chest, and say, okay, continue. Go on. Go on. I don't know where you are going to. This is how we are to people in government, though. Young people, young boys. We need experience of life first. To control our own lives first before we want to start ruling and governing people. Leadership is for the elders. The Prophet Muhammad said so, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, like Abu Huraira, they used to seek Allah's refuge from what? Wilayat is Subiyan. From the rulership of Subiyan. Abu Huraira used to say, "A'udhu billahi min wilayat is Subiyan." Why is Allah along? Away from the rulership of children. Abu Huraira used to seek Allah's refuge from wilayat to Subiyan. In our own times now, we are saying that it is Subiyan children that we should bring as rulers and leaders. May Allah protect all of us. I think that suffices regarding that. Can a father ask his daughter to leave her husband because he is deceitful? Leave the husband and wife, let them settle their own problem. A father can have a business with the husband of his daughter, and then when there is an issue, he wants to oppress the man. You know how he wants to oppress the man? By taking his daughter away from him. Men are like that. I know people like that. They oppressed the man. They took his wife away. You know what the brother did? He refused to divorce the woman. Almost 3 to 4 years now. The father of the girl took the wife away, thinking that when he frustrates the wife, the husband, because of the absence of his wife, he will be forced to divorce the girl. Do we understand? If he does not divorce the girl, they can't marry her out to another man. They say, okay, he married another wife, and he did not divorce that one. They are now saying that he's a wicked man. Is he wicked? Let Allah judge that one, whether he's wicked or not. But if I know that, I'll tell him, continue, don't divorce her. Don't divorce her. And the father is not, so the girl can't marry. You are just punishing your daughter. You are wasting your daughter's life. You took away your daughter from the house of her husband. And you want the man to divorce her. So the brother refused to divorce her. Daughter. So if she can't marry, who placed that woman in that tight corner? Who? Many fathers are like that. And the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man khabbaba imra'atan ala zawjiha, man, anybody who makes a woman to hate her husband, falaysa minna. In another way, I say, la'natullahi ala man khabbaba imra'atan ala zawjiha. If we alone come and buy and show back doju yawo, whoever makes a woman to hate her husband, may Allah's curse be on him. The Prophet said so. Alayhi salatu wasalam is common with Yoruba. I think it will be sufficient that we stop here, inshallah. Bismillah, we hope to complete this book in the next class. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Ameen.